Does Kevin Stefanski have to talk to the vets before he starts anyone but Joe Flacco? What was worse news yesterday for Kenny Pickett? His injury news, which we're still unclear about on our side, or that Shedeur Sanders passed so well? I'm not going to share the stats because I'm not doing camp stats. That ain't happening.
Well, wait a second.
I'm not doing it.
When the stats are so impeccable, Kenny, it is impossible to ignore them,
told numbers never lie.
I'm not getting into this. No, because camp stats, guys, I have no problem getting in the gutter, but even I'm not going to get that deep. I don't try to say I'm better than anybody else because I'm not.
What if the stat that I would share with you is I saw a montage put together. Thank you, Cam Justice, Channel 5. I watched a montage of Shedeur Sanders throws.
She's killing
Great job. What if I told you the stat zero, as in zero balls hit the ground? That's something football guys like to talk about, right? I heard Albert Breer was talking about Cincinnati and how the Bengals, they're going to have an all-time offense this year, Breer was saying. He said they've had the least amount of injuries on the offensive side. They've had cohesiveness. There's nobody looking for a contract on the offense. They're all together. And he said, what I noticed when I was in Cincinnati is that the balls were not hitting the ground. Well, I watched that. I watched that highlight package from Shedeur Sanders. The ball, Kenny, did not hit the ground. Is that a stat? Zero balls hitting the ground? Will you take that one into consideration? Does that work out for you?
It's not a stat. It's something you just are glad that didn't happen.
I'm saying a zero. If I had my paper out, Kenny, you keep papers all the time.
I do have papers all over the place.
And if on
one and a quarters,
my paper,
one and a half.
Well, what sucks for me is I'm left-handed. I smudge all over. I never really could get a fix on it. They did have spiral notebooks for left-handers, but I never could afford them. They were a little more expensive than the other ones.
They have spiral notebooks for lefties?
Oh, yeah.
I never even knew they did.
And then you wouldn't smudge as you were writing. Either way, I got the smudges. If on my paper I wrote balls that hit the ground, and then there's a number in front of it, and I wrote zero, that's a stat.
I'm not counting it as a stat.
Oh, come on.
No.
Why are you trying to downplay Shedeur?
I'm just going to say, if he did well, I'm just going to say he did well. That's not downplaying Shedeur. That's downplaying the stupidity of putting up stats and saying, oh, he was this for this, and he threw this many touchdowns and this many interceptions. You don't know what they were trying to get out of the drill.
Did you get a passer rating?
I don't know. I had a bunch of idiots in Pittsburgh yesterday or last week saying, oh, Aaron Rodgers threw that pick on purpose. Oh, he did he? Is this how we started off? Now he threw that stupid interception on purpose. I don't know what it is. Let's just admit we don't know what we're looking at.
Wait, you didn't do an adjusted EPA or anything based on the throws yesterday?
Not in camp. No.
Oh, boy.
No. That doesn't mean I'm not a football guy either way. Moving on. Nevertheless, how about that? Albert Breer was on yesterday. You mentioned Albert Breer. He was on yesterday afternoon. Speaking of Kenny Pickett, what the Kenny Pickett injury means for that Browns quarterback decision. I think he may disagree with something I was saying yesterday. Go ahead.
I mean, I think it means Joe Flacco probably get a few more reps than he has, and like help him make up a little bit for the time that he seeded things in the spring. And then, you know, Dylan Gabriel, I think, maybe gets a few more looks in the first team. That would be my guess. I only think it's going to be about a week. So, you know, the hamstring can linger, and I guess there's still some uncertainty there. But I don't think it's a long-term thing. At least I don't think the Browns see it that way.
He did. They didn't share any of the MRI information, which that always makes you a little nervous. It's the same thing as like, oh, they're going to get a second opinion. You go, oh, God, because no one gets a second opinion over good news. That they wouldn't share much, but it's like, okay, fine. Breer, does Pickett still have a shot to win that starting job? Here's Albert.
I think Kenny does. Like, right now, to me, I'd be surprised if it wasn't one of the two veterans. I think you guys are probably with me on that, right? And I think, like, Flacco's very steady, and they know what they're getting with Joe. There's not a good reason to go with Joe. The one thing with Kenny is, like, if Kenny can get up to, like, level ground with Joe as far as the knowledge of the offense, being able to operate the whole thing, prevent turnovers, all that, like, Kenny does bring a running element that I don't think any of the other three guys do. Dylan's probably closest. But if you are shaky about your offensive line at all, it could wind up being pretty important.
I think that Albert Breer is certainly right about that, about the offensive line and all the other things. Like, that's why it's just like, hey, if Kenny's going to be out for any modicum of time and they're going to reevaluate next week, so they say it's day-to-day. I mean, day-to-day can turn into 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, if you're out from the offense for that long, then it's like, okay, let's just put Joe in there.
Especially
like, I'm not
trying
to deny Kenny Pickett the chance. This is the most open job in the NFL. I'm open-minded to anything. I know that people are going, you hate Kenny Pickett. I don't hate Kenny Pickett. But damn it, if you're going to lose that much time, it's like, let's go with the 40-year-old veteran.
And also, just considering what's hard for Pickett is the way he plays the game, right? The one bonus you're supposed to get from Kenny Pickett is that he can kind of take off, right? That he his legs can be another dimension to that offense. And if he is coming up lame already with, you know, that situation that, as we always note out, can be touch and go for a while, and he's not being evaluated for another week, just puts him behind the eight ball. I know some people yesterday were kind of poo-pooing, saying, no, it's still day-to-day. It's still day-to-day, and people that have talked to that have talked behind the scenes to the Browns, you know, they've been saying day-to-day, but, you know, the reevaluated thing in a week, it just makes me a little bit nervous.
A hamstring injury should make anybody somewhat nervous because it could be a lingering thing, or, I mean, like, Dak Prescott had to get surgery on it.
Well, they had a little bit of a back and forth with Kevin yesterday. Here's about 30 seconds of that, and they try to get into it, he tries to clear it all up.
It happened at the end of practice there a couple days ago, felt something, so we'll just treat it. You know, for any player, you know, you're disappointed when you can't be out there with any injury, but he'll be fine. He'll rehab. He'll get back out very quickly.
Did he have a timeline?
I don't have a timeline. With something like this, we'll see how it goes, but his mindset, my mindset, will just go day to day.
Did he have an MRI on it or anything?
Yes.
Did Billy tear anything?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into specifics on the injuries other than to tell you he's going to do everything in his power to get back ASAP.
I'd assume as much he would.
Yeah, but just the fact that normally if an MRI is fine, there's no tears, there's no nothing. Normally they just say that.
Mm-hmm. But can I share with you from what we were saying yesterday? Did Shedeur Sanders, and you're saying 9 for 9, I ain't going to use any stats. Did he or did he not look good yesterday?
I thought two throws in particular looked awesome. They looked like special throws. And I understand guys aren't sacking them. They're not coming. One of them, there was a dispute between yesterday, Nick Wilson and Fedor was in for Jonathan, and they were debating whether or not he would have been sacked. And then
Daniel Oyafusi was the tiebreaker.
I would have called it a sack. He would not have gotten that off in a real game. Either way, the throw was perfect. I haven't seen the special throw, if that's a category, the special throws. Like Flacco, yesterday I saw him rifling balls around. Some of them didn't touch any receivers. That could be on the receiver. You just don't know,
but this
right?
This is it.
Right?
They're working on stuff. But this is it. This is the entire thing of it. We said it all day yesterday. Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, now that they're going to have a few more reps, they have to make the most of it.
Yes.
So Shedeur Sanders did what he was supposed to do yesterday and made the most of the opportunity that was presented to him because he had a few more reps without Kenny Pickett there and obviously made the most of the day.
I did want to ask you about that, though.
Go ahead.
Of the 9 throws that I saw, 7 of them were just basically on the line of scrimmage, you know, 5 yards or under.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, a rookie trying to, I don't know if show off's not the right word at all. Actually, it's a wrong word. To make sure that they're not turning the ball over, putting the ball in harm's way, you would think, okay, that would be something a coach would like to see out of their young player. But yet I'm sitting there going, I want to see you test it. I want to see you test these DBs. I want to see you put these receivers out there in positions to make plays because they're trying to make a football team. Like, I want to see more of that. I get why a player would want to play it safe, especially with how jumbled up these guys are. But I'm like, man, let me see your special talents. On the 2 plays where he showed off his special talents, amazing. Looked really nice.